الحمد لله، الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم، ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن، ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب، صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, in our last two talks we have been speaking about technology, we have been speaking about change, and in particular we have been speaking about the etiquettes of social media. We started off by saying that technology and change is a constant evolving thing, and Sharia has not. And we look at our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they embrace change, taking the good, preventing and staying away from the evil. We gave examples in the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embraced the digging of a trench. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent people to learn the latest about warfare at that time in a city called Juruf. And it is because of technology that the world has moved from the stone to the atomic age, from camels to planes, and from candles to bulbs. The situation is, we have to take what is new, what is all the progress, take the good and stay away from the evil. Then in our last two talks, we made mention of few points. I will try to enumerate. First, we spoke about the intention of being on social media, because part of this new technology is social media. New phones, smartphones, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Someone today told me about something that I never heard of, Snapchat. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala knows what else is going to come. And he says Snapchat is something that the youth are now getting involved, and I will tell you the reason with regard to that. Now, in that we saw few things. Firstly, we spoke about intention. Why are you on social media? Why are you? Keep your intention clear. And intention, we constantly have to examine and re-examine our intention. Are we there for the entertainment? Are we there for wrong purposes? Are we there for gossiping? Are we there for communication, which is right? Are we there to spread good news? Are we there to spread good things? The second thing is, we made mention, deception in identity. Many a times in social media, people deceive people. And I made mention of it. I gave an example. You show on your Facebook page, you got a Ferrari, and then when a woman gets involved with you, you come with a Tata. That's a problem. The second thing, deception in identity. The third thing is the temptation. The third thing is the temptation. That in this, there is a great amount of openness to temptation that never ever existed. Young people who don't have discipline, who don't have, for example, maturity to be able to discern what is right and wrong, all of a sudden have in front of them, they have access to the most immoral and wrong things which are pleasing to the nafs. How do we discipline that nafs to be able to stay away from those things which are so easily accessible, yet it is so destructive and so harmful? The fourth thing we made mention with last week, the trend of publishing tragedies and people's accidents. A person is in an accident, instead of helping, you're starting taking to photos with regard to the accident, with regard to the car, with regard to how he's injured, and you're posting it to other people, not realizing that that is hurtful. And I gave an example last week. I still know of a parent who still feels bitterness to the community. When his daughter passed away in a tragic accident, people were sending pictures of that car throughout the social media, which gave an impression as if this was done in a haphazard, or she had died because of reckless driving. We have to be careful with regard to this, right? So these are some of the aspects that we have said. Then, of course, be careful of your postings, especially with regard to Quran and Hadith. Remember, I made mention of this last point last week. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, "Man kadhiba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa' maq'adahu minan nar." He who falsely attributes something to me, he must prepare his abode in the fire of Jahannam. So it doesn't only mean that you say something false about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with your tongue. If you post something saying this is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say it, then the same warning applies to you. The same punishment applies to you. In fact, I would say even to a greater degree. So this were the five things that we have mentioned thus far. The sixth thing, and trying to enumerate it so we can remember, verifying of news. This is a basic etiquette before pressing the push or the send button. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba' فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ." O believers, if anyone comes to you with news, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, first verify it, أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ, that people, you might send it, it will cause confusion, people will get into ignorance, people will follow that, and people will end up being regretful because of the wrong information that you have sent. فَتَبَيَّنُوا, verify your news before you send it out. How many times in this social media people have sent, by bhejne se pehle, kabhi ye to khyal karo ki ye sahi hai ya nahi, uske baad bhejo, sahi nahi hai, aur aapne aage bhej diya, to sare gunah, sare zimmedari aapke zimme. All of that is going to be upon you. There is a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a person utters a word. Remember this hadith, it applies to this more than anything else. A person utters a word thinking nothing of the consequences of what he is saying. But sometimes the consequences are so terrible that that word which he utters, which he thinks nothing about, takes him to Jahannam. You can sometimes just with one push of the button, you can go and sully the character of a person. You can go and speak bad and make backbiting about a person and go and spread false rumors with regard to him. What, who's zimmedar? You might just regard it to it. I'm sharing this with everyone. Nahi cheez aayegi, so let me send it forward. I will be the first one to send it to other people. You can be responsible in such a way that it can take you to Jahannam. You know, there are so many situations. Some years, about one or two years back, there was a picture that came on all Facebook and all of these things about a person who it was said that he had, because of certain guna that he had committed, wallahu alam, he has become like an animal. His face had assumed the form of an animal, and he was in a hospital in India. All false. But that went so widespread and so viral, people broke the gates of that hospital to go and see where it is. You are lying. They told the hospital, you are lying. But koi nahi hai. There is nothing like this. But because it went viral on social media, everyone is going. I'll give you an example. It happened actually this morning to me also. This whole particular aspect, the Quran is going to be burned this Saturday in Copenhagen. I have seen this particular message for the past 3 years. Which Saturday? This Saturday, the Quran is going to be burned in Denmark. Go and protest against the Denmark embassy. For 3 years I have seen, whenever someone sent me this, I say, which Saturday are you talking about? For the past 3 years I've seen this message. So I'm just giving an example. There are many examples with regard to it. Verify before you broadcast. It is a basic, essential Islamic requirement and etiquette. Another thing is, always have moderation. Allah Ta'ala has given great amount of emphasis upon time. Time is not something that you and I are supposed to waste. While it is a means of communication, it is a good thing. You can communicate. There are many benefits I will make mention. At the end of the day, you can't be so glued to it that it takes you away from important aspects. Right? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, "I don't regret anything in a day except a day in which I have not come closer to my Allah, which I have not done good deeds." Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Sahaba were more possessive of time than what they were possessive of money. Sahaba, waqt ki qadar maal se zyada karte the. Wo maal ke jo hai itna qadar nahi karte the jitna jo hai waqt ka qadar karte the. And we are going to be glued on this all the time. When are we going to get the time to do good deeds? You know, Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi, He said, I wrote my first book at the age when I was 13. His grandson says, one day I heard my grandfather towards the end portion of his life saying from the minbar of the masjid that with this hands I have written 200 volumes of books. With this hand, I don't know if it's 200 or 2,000, with this hand I have written so many books. But if we're not going to use our time correctly, how are we going to come closer towards Almighty Allah? How are we going to do things that are productive? So this is also the seventh thing. Just bear in mind the right type of balance between doing things which are good and being constantly good glued on it, which takes you away from productivity. The eighth thing is, many a times there's many disagreements in these groups. WhatsApp groups, this group, there can be many, many disagreements. And even in there, doesn't mean you are behind a phone. Where personally, when you meet someone, so you're a little bit careful. I mustn't say anything which is harmful. I mustn't say something which is hurtful, because I will feel ashamed in front of someone. A phone mein ghar ke andar baithe hue, you can go and say whatever you want. Bear the ethics of agreement and disagreements in mind. Very important. And I'll just give you an example of this. You know, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi was of the view that when blood comes out, wuzu breaks. When blood comes out, wuzu breaks. Imam Malik rahimahullah is of the view that when blood comes out, the wuzu doesn't break. This is the view, difference between ulama. One day someone came and asked Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, oh Imam, would you read namaz behind someone whom you know that blood has come out and he is still performing salat? Blood has come out and he is still performing salat, he didn't perform wuzu. Do you know what Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said? His view was that blood, the coming out of blood, breaks wuzu. He said, are you telling me I can't read namaz behind Imam Malik? Are you telling me I can't read namaz behind Imam Malik? What a great scholar. I have a different opinion, but that doesn't mean that I will disagree or will publicly abuse his position and his viewpoint. So there has to be etiquette. There has to be a way with regard to managing our differences in all aspects of life, even in social life. Then, this bear this in mind, that it is no substitute for certain essential things. This is no substitute for certain. You can't substitute salat, zikr, tilawat for these type of being engaged in these things, even if there are benefits in it. Even if you can send out hadith, you can send out Quranic ayats, you can inform people about the right view, about an opinion about good things and about the Sharia, but it doesn't substitute the time that you need to go and perform salat. It doesn't substitute the time that you need to be able to go and read Quran and come closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In previous years, when people had half an hour before Maghrib, many a times people say, let's go to the masjid, we'll read Quran. Today we say, let us catch up with the latest in Twitter. Huh? So I'm not saying we mustn't do it, but just find the right balance. Surely these things will never be able to substitute certain essential things. To be able to go and visit a person who is sick. Do you know the reward with regard to it? 70,000 malaika make dua for you. And it is, I think in the beginning I made mention of one stat. In today's time, the stat shows for every 208 messages, one phone call is made. For every 208 messages today, one phone call is made. What's going to happen to our interpersonal type of relationship in this regard? One important point that we have to keep in mind is what is known today as cyberbullying. And this is a term that is coming because it is so widespread in social media. You know, really, there are so many issues about this. I want to finish it up today because it's three Jummas I'm speaking about it. Now, I don't want to speak so much that the old people will say, just look at this new modern eye, he's only talking about modern things. They don't want to talk about the essential things. So I want to conclude it today. But in reality, there are so many fiqhi issues. There are so many issues that have come up with regard to it. These are realities. Previously, after nikah used to be, the Maulana used to say, bhai, nikah ho gay, read barakallahu laka wa alayka wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. Nowadays, what the Maulana says, bhai, you have become made nikah, go update your status on Facebook. Now that's what's happening in today's time. The first thing they do after they get married, before they even meet with one another, they're updating their status. We are married now. Subhanallah. The one aspect is cyberbullying. Now what is cyberbullying? It takes various forms. Some minor, some major. something that parents have to keep abreast if their children are on social media. And that is sending mean and vulgar messages to someone. Or it could also mean blackmailing someone. Could also mean posting sensitive private information about someone on the public domain. Right? Now this is very, very serious. Young people don't realize the consequence of it. Sometimes in innocence amongst their friend, they put a picture of theirs which is compromising, not realizing that that picture can be picked up by anyone. And not everyone who is in social media are honorable. They can take that picture. They could actually blackmail that young person to do things which they want for their pleasure. And because that young person had placed it in innocence or with friends, and because it finds itself in a compromising situation, it is blackmailed. And when it is blackmailed, it doesn't know how to come out of that blackmail. So bear this in mind. Tell our children not to post things that people can use against them. And then another thing is, you see, that is one extreme example. But just using the public domain to publicly dishonor someone, to disgrace someone, is this the right way? Look at what Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Do not taunt. And the word sukhriya means publicly humiliating someone. Now that is a Quranic ayat. It's a Quranic injunction. Do not publicly humiliate someone because you have access to a group or to email or to WhatsApp or something which can go to thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. You can publicly humiliate someone. But bear in mind, logon ke bare mein galat afwahein phailana, ye to haram hai. Chahe zaban se ho, chahe jo phone ke zariye se ho. Ye sab haram hai. So Allah Ta'ala has made mention that public humiliation, la yaskhar qawmun wa la talmizu, don't look for faults in other people. Do not call people offensive nicknames. All these are Quranic injunctions, Quranic etiquettes, which applies to the social media as much as it applies to our day-to-day life. Now, after making mention with regard to this, another aspect I will make mention, this is the 11th point, that personal grievances and frustrations must not be aired in the public domain. Don't go and wash your dirty linen in public. You had a squabble with your wife, the wife had a squabble with her husband, she's putting it on Twitter. Huh? She's putting it in the public domain. And I'm not speaking about things that don't happen. I mean, anyone who is in the social media field will not only know what I'm saying, they will see it. And all of a sudden on the status, you'll find people's status, my husband is a rotter. My wife is an immoral woman, aliyadu billah. Is this the place to go and put those type of things? Allah Ta'ala has made mention that conceal the faults of people. Here, even because all of a sudden you've got access to these type of things, and not only access, you know, you're just in a bad mood, you just go and put things in a public domain. Now, all of this which we have made mention, it tells us about the negative aspects of social media, the negative aspects with regard to it. But yet at the same time, just bear in mind, many people will say, well, if these things are negative, why are we going into it? The fact of the matter, people are going into it. We make mention of these considerations that people can stay away from the negative aspects. We make mention that these are the negative things in there. Utilize it in a good manner, in communicating, in spreading good things, in spreading Quranic ayats, ahadith, and doing it according to what the Quran and hadith have allowed us to do. But don't go beyond that, especially in those things which can be negative. Many times people say that people pursue or post things that are bad. So it is not the medium that is bad. It is people's thoughts that are bad. What is on Facebook? What is on Twitter? What is on Instagram is symptomatic of the minds and thoughts of people. So that is not bad. It is the minds and thoughts of people that are bad. You have to agree with it and you have to confront it. So if people are posting bad things, the medium is there to post good also. If people are pursuing and posting bad, it is symptomatic of the thoughts of people. It is symptomatic of the inclination of people. It is symptomatic of the amal of people. It is symptomatic of what people are doing and thinking. Ya Allah. If that is a situation that people are posting these things, it tells you about the thoughts and minds and inclination and actions of people. So the medium doesn't necessarily become bad, but yes, the medium in a way facilitates that, but the medium itself is not bad. And then, of course, together with all the negatives, and let me conclude with this. Let us not forget, there are many, many things that are beneficial in here. There are many things that are beneficial. And not only beneficial, let me put it in this way. Social media ek chatyal maidan hai. Social media is a wide open space. It depends what you use in that space. It's a wide open space. It depends what you use in that open space. Remember another thing, that in that open space, there are people who are utilizing it for wrong. So batil groups, other faith groups are putting wrong messages, right? You go and do a Google search on any controversial item that people have spoken about, Islam and women, you will find so many articles which are written against and distorting the Islamic view. Now, if it's an open space, if you are not utilizing the space, don't expect other people not to utilize it. They are going to use it. So either you become, you know, when you are in an arena where there are people of different thoughts, different faith groups, they are going to put forward what they feel. And you have to be in the medan. You have to be in the same space to answer what they are doing. You have to be in the same space to answer what they are doing. If you are not answering on that same space, you have lost the space. You have lost the opportunity. You have lost the war. And this is one of the new wars. If we are not going to occupy that space, wrong people are going to occupy the space. Our youngsters are in that space. That space is an open space. If people are using it for wrong, if we are not going to use it rightly, we are not going to put correct messages there. Our youngsters are in that space. And if we do not use it correctly, then our youngsters will go up and utilizing and taking ideas. Let's face it today, any youngster, no matter which background he comes from, no matter which background he comes from, if he has a school assignment, even about a religious issue, the first thing he will go to Sheikh Google. The first thing. Previously, he used to go to an alim. Now he doesn't go to an alim. He goes to a Sheikh Google. Only if he's not happy or he's doubtful, if the parents are a little bit dindar, they will see what is in Google and then they will ask an alim. Is this right? It doesn't seem right. So if we are not going to occupy the space, then really we are looking for trouble. Together with that, amongst the other benefits, we have to embrace this. It gives you, it augments your personal organization. Through it, you can organize your entire life. It gives access to massive libraries and massive information on any topic. It is people who have access to internet have been found to do better academically in certain fields. It can allow rapid and effective organization of people to do good. So there's a crime prevention unit, or there's a group of a masjid. This program is taking place. This one message you get, how far it goes. It can allow rapid and effective organization of people for good causes. It gives people identity in various other places in which people don't have identity. People don't have access to good things or to Quran and Hadith. If you have good, effective messages, people who only have access to social media, they can access that in the right way. So Allah Ta'ala has kept many good things. There are the negative things which I have tried to outline in the last 2-3 weeks. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us this whole aspect of finding the right balance. Even when first the Quran spoke about khamar, قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ, Allah Ta'ala says, there is some benefit, there is more harm, stay away from the harm. Now all I'm saying, I'm not saying there in this particular aspect, it was completely haram, it was made completely haram. But in anything in which there is benefit and harm, it is our duty to stay away from the harm and to access the benefit. And this will also be one of those. Obviously, in these 3 weeks, we have tried to identify some of the negatives. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of understanding this important point, which is a reality in our day-to-day life. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for our youngsters, brothers. We can criticize with regard to our youngsters as much as we want, but the reality of the situation is they are faced with situations that we never ever had. Temptations that are available to them were never available to us. Their situation, I was talking about the Snapchat, and I asked the person, why would a person be on Snapchat instead of Facebook and Instagram? You know what an answer he gave me? He said, Facebook and Instagram can be monitored by parents. Snapchat is something that parents can't monitor. That's why youngsters are going into Snapchat. So all of these things requires a lot of dua, a lot of ta'alluq with our children, speaking about the bad, speaking about the negative, bringing ta'alluq and relationship with them so that they can stay away from the harms which are there together with the benefit. Allah Ta'ala make it easy. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil.